Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Ro's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes, BMI, and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink. Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody. Wow. Okay. Take me back to 1950.
I know. Well, I feel like there's a lot of shit in my life right now. So maybe that's why duty is on the mind.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That kind of duty. All right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And how is your weekend? Mine is not the best. How's your weekend going?
Okay, so it is Saturday when we're recording. We usually record on a Thursday, but today we pushed it a little bit. And so let me tell you two things. It's raining. And so we had a baseball tournament. And you know what that means is that...
got canceled? That's my favorite.
Okay, so isn't it interesting where you're like, oh my God, I have a free Saturday. What the hell am I going to do with myself? So yes, because it was going all the way until 8 o'clock tonight. So I mean, I feel like a free woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's looking up. And what about yours?
Well, I had big plans and then my big plans got nixed. And that's okay because I came down with the funk. And I was planning on having a relaxing weekend. My husband had to go out of town. I thought I'm going to take the kids to Costco. You know, my kid likes to eat all the samples. They think it's like the most fun thing. I was just going to get a lot of stuff done.
Right.
And you know what? That MFR got all his stuff done and is coming home in like an hour.
Oh,
it's Saturday morning. And I didn't get any of the stuff done that I promised him I would. So I feel like feel like telling me how to live life.
Yeah. And Costco's not even open yet, by the way, in your neck of the woods.
I know, but I had all of Friday off, but I was in a coma.
Yeah. I didn't hear from you yesterday.
I know.
Really?
I mean, I was asleep. My kids tried to sleep with me because the husband was gone and I snored so loud that they abandoned me. I didn't even drink tequila, you guys. I swear to God, I just sick.
Oh my God. Well, you look good today. So,
well, thanks.
If you're watching on YouTube,
24-hour funk.
Yeah. You're not even going to know. Well, I'll tell you who doesn't have the 24-hour funk, who has the 12-week funk. So yesterday at tennis, one of the players on the court next to me, she broke her ankle, like in the middle of getting a ball. Mm-hmm. It was so traumatic. Basically her ankle snapped in like half.
Oh, Jesus H.
She started screaming and she was like, I heard a pop.
That is terrible.
It was terrible. Okay. Like my heart was like the scream of pain that she was in was like, I mean, it's like burned into my brain forever.
Yeah.
The fright that I had, like that it was more than a broken ankle was I couldn't shake it all day. Okay. Thankfully, it's, you know, a 12 week. The doctor said 8 to 12 weeks. So, but listen, as a mom with a broken like situation where you got a cast and all this like crutches and all this shit, I'm like, dude, I feel for her.
Oh yeah. It's the worst. I mean, I went through it with my kids.
Oh, when you first had the kids, you had that broken arm.
Oh, I did break an arm after I had my second C-section when I had 12-month-old twins and a newborn baby. Yes, true. I don't mind telling people that because they think I'm real, you know, great super mom. But honestly, like I don't even, I might've been, I have no idea. I don't even remember. It's all such a blur.
Yeah, it is a blur.
Yeah. I don't know how I did it. No, just, your story takes me back to when my son broke his arm and it was like, oh my gosh, when it breaks, you know, I remember being on the phone with my husband and he's like, yeah. And I'm being like, call mommy. Like, okay, I'm in the car. I'm dropping off the girls. So you need to go straight home because Wyatt and I are going to go to the hospital. And he's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, MF-er, I am sure. I am so sure.
You're like, I know. Same with Kyla. When she broke her arm, everybody was like, her elbow. They were like, oh, I think it's just like locked out of place or whatever. And I'm like, No, it's broken. I just know. And I know that pain of a broken
That look in their eyes is like, they're like, terrified. No. And it's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
and stuck. Then, okay. So then I get home from tennis yesterday and my mother-in-law was supposed to go to lunch with her friend. And so my mother-in-law was supposed to go to dinner or lunch with her friend, who is my friend's mother.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't show up. And,
oh, that's right. You like set them up like a date.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens when you get old. You have to get out of your house and you have to get set up.
You know, wouldn't that be nice for friends if there was like a, like, you know, just like mom friends, like a dating app.
Totally.
Where you could be like, pass. Sorry, yes. We're just not a match.
100%. 100%.
I could engage in so much less small talk, weeding out the weirdos.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and it's so unlike my mother-in-law to not show up somewhere. Like she's got her paper calendar. She writes it all down. Like she's a very meticulous lady. So, I mean, my heart was already on fire from this other lady, like 30 minutes before breaking her ankle. And now I've got this call where my mother-in-law's not showing up, very uncharacteristically of her. She's not answering her phone. I'm like, holy shit. Like, I have to go to her house. I have to find her. I have to see what's going on.
Right.
And she wasn't home. So then I'm thinking, oh my gosh, she's in a car accident. Maybe I went like to the grocery store. I went everywhere looking for her. And then finally she calls me and she's like, oh my gosh, I was at a doctor's appointment and I forgot my phone. So I couldn't call anybody and tell them.
Oh, damn. Like,
oh, but what a relief. Seriously, what a relief.
What a relief. I was also going to be like, I can't believe you're not tracking her.
Okay. So then I said to my husband, we need to track her. because you know, she's a single she's older. And so, yes, I am putting the tracker on her phone today because of that. And which is really nice, right?
Like that is something everybody should have for their mother-in-law. No unexpected. And then can you put like when they're in like the radius house? Gosh, two genius ideas I came up with this morning. We should record in the morning more often. I am on fire.
Dude, seriously. It's actually awesome. Thank you so much for these
friends wiping, mother-in-law in the radius, pain. Yeah. So no unexpected appearances. Get out those Clorox wipes, start cleaning your house. Right. You know, she's coming.
I know. Yeah. Great idea. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
All right. So you're on the mic today.
I am. Today's case takes place in the Windy City. I've never really been. But you've been a bunch and you always talk about the beef sandwiches. So I would like to go long enough to eat one.
To get a Chicago beef sandwich?
It just sounds so good.
Right? Listen, I think they're called jardinières. That's what goes on top. It's like this pickled, spicy vegetable mix. It is like...
That's speaking my language.
Oh my gosh. It's so good. I want one right now.
Yeah. That sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, speaking of good eats, in 2019, there was a gathering at an eatery for a fine group of people at Chicago's Maggiano's. Maggiano's is a big Italian chain that caters to special events because they have a dining room and then they also have banquet rooms. Yes. We had Tab's baby shower at one.
We certainly did.
Okay, I didn't do the cooking or anything. I did some beautiful flower arrangements. Do you remember?
Yes, I do remember. And I still have the vases from those flower arrangements.
Okay. You need to purge those. Because that baby is 13 now, right?
She's 14.
14. Okay. Yeah. It's time to go.
You guys, like, they're so pretty.
Actually, I don't even remember what they look like. I just remember I put these like hand rhinestoned. These butterflies for on top of them. It was like a topiary.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were very big and they were like crystal.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And it was one of my first topiary flower experience. Now I'm a real professional, but I remember committing like surgery in the parking lot.
I remember.
Rose petals everywhere. Yes. You know, it was a situation, but it turned out beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Okay. Anywho. Well, in this case, the banquet room was booked for a City of Chicago event, which, by the way, city officials regularly had their functions there. The function was the swearing-in of Candace Clark for the position of Director of Special Investigations. It was a very official situation. There were flyers introducing Candace Clark to all the attendees. A speaker from the State of Illinois Special Services Department welcomed everyone who attended and introduced the other speakers who gave all their congratulations and accolades to this new director, Candace Clark. Speakers included Ms. Clark's former sorority members and her members of her religious community. They all spoke at the podium, you know, podium is very official in front of the state seal, you know, with the flags on both sides. Very, very official. A judge swore Miss Clark in and the event was filmed. I mean, it sounds like a real
like for TV.
I mean, I don't know where they air it. I mean, do they still have those public channels?
It was recent. So
it was recent. Yes. So
maybe online. Maybe
on just for online. It was available to see on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Actually, it still is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You too can see the Maggiano's banquet room in the Chicago. I mean, it's really boring. Okay. All these dignified people dined on, you know, Maggiano's goodness. And for their listening pleasure, there was an orchestra. An orchestra. That is
Fancy.
Okay. Fancy. The City Lights Orchestra is real classy, by the way, and they are the go-to, you know, orchestra in the Chicago area for events like galas and ceremonies where you, you know, require an orchestra. the kind of events that I would probably never be invited to. And two would probably pass if I was, because I don't enjoy being bored. I'm really bad at being bored. I'm like the worst. Okay. I will say though, that having watched the filmed version of this event, that if I would have been invited and gone, that what would have piqued my interest was that Miss Clark commented that she was looking forward to working side by side with the police and would be specifically working to overturn wrongful convictions. I think we both love the good overturning of a wrongful conviction, right?
Yes.
But I have never heard of a government position that did the investigating on the convict's behalf. Have you?
No. What is that organization called? You know, that's doing the Scott Peterson thing.
The Innocence Project.
The Innocence Project, yes.
So for a government organization, like the police department, to be looking into how they effed up, because that's who Ms. Clark was working directly under, she said, is like the IRS, after you file your taxes, being like, you know what, we decided to go take a second look so we could give you back some more
money. No.
It's like,
no, it doesn't happen.
That doesn't really fucking happen, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I think the reason why we never heard of this, the position investigating the police looking into wrongful convictions, is because in that case, it doesn't really happen either. Okay, and Candace Clark's position doesn't really exist. Candace Clark's new air quote position as the director of special investigations was all a ruse. All of the attendees were actually paid actors hired by Candace. Now, they did actually believe that the ceremony was real, but Candace told them that they were just standing in for the real people that couldn't be there. She managed to convince them that this stand-in practice happens all the time in government. They were all so convinced by her that this was routine that they were more than happy to oblige. Also, because it's just cool to be part of new, exciting change. And that's how her new public service position and the work that she would be doing sounded, you know, wrongful convictions. It sounds exciting. And they learned that she was the first African-American woman to have been given this prestigious position. It's pretty wild, right?
Yes.
What could possibly be the motivation to go to such great lengths to have an imaginary ceremony? No, I mean, you wouldn't even... it wouldn't even cross your mind that that was even a possibility.
No. I would think the only reason to do an imaginary ceremony, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't think that happens.
It just doesn't make sense. It's not a obvious like way to fraudulate people.
No.
Right.
It's actually amazing way to fraudulate people because nobody suspects it.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
And what Candace did was told all these actors and musicians through her assistant, Paulette, who of course was actually her, that the reason that they were not paid in a timely manner was because of all the backup from the government shutdowns. I mean, which is legit. We all see that on the news all the time, right? You know? So it was taking in the city of Chicago an average of over 200 business days for subcontractors to get paid back in 2019.
A whole almost a year?
Yeah, long time. But, you know, still, like, that's a real long backup. So they're following up, you know, politely with Candace to get paid. And what does she do but assure them that payment is coming and hold two more elaborate ceremonies with the orchestra and all? I mean, that's a lot of ceremonies for a new job, right? I think one was actually to be sworn in as an attaché for the UN. I mean, that's a big deal, right?
What kind of like background checks did they have to get for that job?
None.
None.
Yeah, no. No. So, I mean, but understandably, it's really enticing to go to like some UN, you know, ceremony and work for Candace. And she, you know, just continued to lead them all to believe that although payment was slow, there would be a lot more cool work coming down the pipeline. So you can see why initially nobody balked at not getting paid, because with a business connection like Candace, like, you just don't really, you don't want to make waves.
Right.
So what ended up happening was some of the actors who had now worked for Candace at multiple ceremonies became friendly with the orchestra band that had also been hired for the ceremonies. And they all, you know what you do, they all ended up venting their frustrations together about not getting paid, you know, for the events. So, you know, all this venting kind of lit a fire under them to do a little investigating as to what was going on and get a little firmer with their requests for payment from Paulette, Candace's imaginary assistant, which at the time they didn't know she was imaginary.
I'm wondering if, did Paulette's email address have a .gov at the end of it?
Oh, you know, that's a really good question. And I'm not sure about that, but you know,
I'm suspecting it did not. I'm suspecting it had a .com.
A Gmail. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so first thought.
That is really, really key to look for.
Yeah. Okay. We keep trying getting fraudulated on Five Crimes Facebook. And this is actually a PSA. So a bunch of, I mean, like every day, five different people DM us and say that we have violated Facebook terms and have a whole long thing. And then it's like, give us all your information. And, you know, at first you get a little nervous, like it's true, but then you look further in and it's not, you know, from Facebook.
Yeah. I keep getting the emails that say your credit card has been fraudulated, and then it is XXX and then two credit card numbers. But it's not my credit card, but it wants me to like click on that.
Oh, gosh.
I get like four of those days.
That's so crazy.
Your Netflix account has been canceled. You know, like, you got to be logging in to your account directly to check up on all this stuff.
Okay. I know.
Okay. No, we're all smart. We all listen to true crime. We're not getting fraudulated up in
yes,
here.
Yes, but I still get fraudulated. I know, you know.
Well, you're kind of like my husband. You fall for it a little bit.
I know. I'm like, what the heck is wrong with me? Like, don't I learn my own lessons?
Yeah.
Seriously. Yes. Even in the friend department, you know, like, I just do not learn my lesson. I think that everybody is just kind and out to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not.
Yeah, I play the long game with you a lot. I feel like in the beginning, I'm like, yeah, no. And she's like, you're just such a bitch.
That's so true.
And then fast forward, you know, a year or five later or whatever, she's like, you're right.
Oh, so
I'm
true.
Like, yes, long game, people. Okay.
So true.
Yeah. Okay, back to the story. So they're getting a little firmer with the imaginary assistant, which at the time they didn't know that was the case, right? Mm-hmm. So the actor that played the representative from the Department of Special Services started trying to find out what he could on the interweb. And that left a lot of unanswered questions, because you would think, shouldn't someone with such a prominent position as the new director of Special Investigations have a pretty large presence on social media?
Yes.
You would think.
At least some presence.
At least some presence. I feel like that's the kind of person you Google. You see a lot of pictures of them in front of a ribbon cutting ceremony, right. Stuff like that, you know? Well, the only thing actor Aaron could find about Ms. Clark was a woman named Darlene Simmons had posted and shared two pictures of Candace with the caption, "Watch out for this woman. She's a scammer." So while Aaron is trying to get to the bottom of that and get into contact with Darlene, another actor by the name of Jamie Newell, who had portrayed the judge that swore Candace Clark in her like scam productions, had a light bulb moment when she remembered a neighbor of hers was none other than the city comptroller. Not to be confused comptroller. Okay, so the comptroller, for the record, is in charge of auditing public accounts. So what I am thinking is, say you're like a government official, the comptroller is someone you want to get cozy with. So you don't get like a second look at you, when you expense big dinners, you know, right, or what have you, right?
Go to Costco. Right.
Right. In the interest of the public, you would want your local comptroller not to be like you or me, because we would see the receipts and say, sounds like you had a good time. Maybe you could invite us next time. Right.
Totally. Yeah.
Right. You want someone that doesn't really let their hair down often. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that is the vibe I get from the comptroller that was Jamie Newell's neighbor. And literally, she wears her hair in a real tight bun majority of the time. I know, because I did a Google image search of her.
You also want like the Eagle Scout.
That's right.
Yeah. That kind of person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can tell no lie. Follow all the, you know, whatever. Right.
Yes.
Okay. This is the lady you're looking for. Her name is Susan Mendoza. Based on my interweb sleuthing, she seems like a real, legit, nice lady that was good at her job. And in the political arena in Chicago, that's got to be tough, because to be one of those people that just does a really good job, because they don't have like a squeaky clean image. A lot of politico scandals go down in the Windy City, right? So I digress. So the actress playing Judge Jamie goes over to the comptroller Susan's home and says something like, hey neighbor, I have a situation. Word on the street is that you're kind of a big deal. And so can you tell me about this woman, Candace Clark, because you two are probably like, you know, government, you know, lady BFFs. Boss BFFs, right? And also, since you're up in everybody's numbers, what is like the normal thing to like not, is it normal to not get paid for months on end? Well, Susanna said to her, like, first off, it actually does take a minute to get paid. Not going to lie about that. But also, I'm not like government lady boss BFFs with Candace Clark. I've never even heard of her. And Jamie was like, oh, really? I guess you're not in the loop, because everyone important was invited to Maggiano's and ate the chicken parm and listened to the orchestra and everything.
And I was the judge.
Yeah,
I mean,
let me show you. Well, she didn't open. She didn't open with that, like, she was the judge. Okay.
Oh, she just said, like, okay.
Mm-mm. So she shows, when she showed her the video, Susanna was like, wait, Jamie, we both know you're not a judge. And Jamie's like, yeah, I was the stand-in. Yeah, everyone knows I'm an actress. Hello, I was the stand-in judge, you know.
Oh, my God.
Right? You know how that works? You're in government. And Susanna informs her, like, no, I don't know how that works, girl. Like, that is actually not a thing. That is impersonating a government official. And that is actually officially a crime, okay? And all of this is sounding real sus. She said, I am going to, you know what I'm going to do for you, neighbor, that I think is maybe a little off your rocker, because all this is like sounding so cuckoo-ca-choo. I'm going to call the freaking governor. I'm going to call him up.
Oh.
Give him a ring and see what he has to say about Candace Clark.
The governor, I mean, she's like real. She's real.
When you Google image search her, a lot of official pictures. Up. Yeah, a lot. That's what should happen when you Google search somebody in government. That's
right.
High up, right? Okay. Okay, so she's like, I'm going to get back to you after I find out what the governor thinks about this whole situation. So, lady boss, Susanna, comptroller, calls up the government and reports back to Jamie, yeah, your girl Candace is committing fraudulation because she is, one, not a government employee. That's surprise, surprise. Okay.
It's bad.
Okay. So now the question is just like, what could possibly be the motivation behind posing as a made up position and producing fake swearing in ceremonies?
Yeah. What is like, and also I think a fake ceremony is not cheap.
Well, she never paid anybody.
Yeah. Well, she paid Maggiano's.
She had to have paid Maggiano's, right?
Right. And the orchestra. Do you think she didn't pay the orchestra?
Although I don't really know that she paid Maggiano's. Like, she could have given them like a bad credit card, or like, who knows?
Or she could have like got it donated.
I never,
like, hey, you know,
like, yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Right. I mean, and maybe she didn't spring for the chicken parm. Maybe.
What, she just spaghetti and meatballs? That's it?
It's cheap.
Yeah. No shrimp scampi over here.
Oh, definitely. There was no shrimp. Yeah.
I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because the members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up. This episode is sponsored by Astapro. Thanks, Astapro, for providing Tab and I with samples. Shout out to all my allergy suffering friends out there. You know how they say it's that time of year for allergies? Well, for me, it sort of feels like it's always that time of year. I thought I had tried everything until I recently discovered Astapro. Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. That's A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. Astapro and go. It's faster, bro. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Clink, clink. Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
Okay, so the motivation, it turns out, was so that she could go to big corporations and ask for donations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she put on the whole thing just so she could pass as legit.
But well, that's why she filmed it, because then she has like,
yeah. Yeah. She had a fake website and everything. Yeah. Yeah. All of that. So that she could just link them to that and then they could see.
Isn't that crazy? That means like you're putting it all on like, everybody.
You are videotaping yourself committing a crime. Yeah, that's highly unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like her and Chris Christie. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not a good idea to do that. Or like any number of Real Housewives who have, you know, overspent and owed a lot of money.
Yeah, I just watched this like 2020 on that Ruby Frankie lady, and she too, I mean, she had that YouTube where, you know, she didn't necessarily like abuse her children on this YouTube video, but she was very strict, I guess you could say. But then, you know, in the Mormon religion, they do this, they write journals. That's like part of their daily journaling.
Okay.
And she journaled all of the abuse.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. She's,
by the way, like to check in. I bought at the start of the year, I bought Tabitha and I both gratitude journals. How many entries you got?
Yeah. Oh, how many do you have? How many do you have?
I think I was good for about a week.
Oh, that's good. It's better than me. I think I have two.
Well, it's April.
You know what? It's still early in the year. I think, and I just built a desk. Okay. I built my own desk yesterday, my very own hands. And I'm not telling you, like, I didn't cut the wood and stuff. It just came in a box and then I had to put it together. But
I'm impressed.
I am going to put the journal on my desk and I am going to start doing that.
Okay. Today. Second half of the year.
It's like a New Year's resolution.
We're going to do it. Yeah. Okay.
April 20 something resolution. Okay.
Okay. Good. Good deal. Me too. Okay. Okay, so in regards to Candace Clark and all the, you know, these weird fake ceremonies, I kind of think that she didn't just do it to make herself seem legit. I think she really loved the fake accolades, you know?
Oh, who doesn't love accolades?
I mean, it's weird to like it when it's all fake. Yeah, I think she also just really liked putting on a smart business outfit.
It's the attention. It's that, you know, like
getting treated like you're somebody.
Yes. That's a nice feeling.
Is it? I don't know. No one treats me like I'm somebody.
One time. I'm sure you've had it.
Okay. Because I just don't think, I think she could have put one ceremony on her website. I don't think she needed to go through this whole
hoopla
three times, right? Like that's extra, girl. Okay.
Well, she's extra. You could tell. Hello. Oh, she's like planning this whole like fraud of who she is. That's
attaché to the UN. Like, come on.
Attaché.
What the shit? Fancy pants.
Is that even a thing?
I am not. This is why no one treats me like a thing, because I don't even know.
I've never heard of it, but that doesn't mean anything. I don't know government officials. Although I did think maybe in my later life, I'll be the mayor.
I don't think the mayor is an appointed position in most cities. And I think they just, I don't think they do like a ton. So I think you'd be great at that.
I think they like go around and schmooze.
Yeah. That's totally your jam.
The small talk, which is not your jam
at all. So but I love hearing about it. So that's why the yin to the yang. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, okay. Now we need to circle back for a minute, because remember I told you that the actor Aaron, in his pursuit of an online investigation, found this woman, Darlene Simmons, that had posted, "Watch out for this woman. She's a scammer." Well, Darlene had shared the shit out of that post. Okay. She like shared it with everyone. Please share. She wanted everyone to know about Candace. And not only did she just share that post online, but she would share her story with everyone she came into contact with. She's on fire because Candace had done her real dirty. Candace befriended Darlene back in 2014. Darlene is real good people, hardworking mother, trying to provide the best she could for her children. For Darlene, that meant making a move, because her current neighborhood situation was not working for her. She had her vehicle broken into and her tire slashed, and her son had received some threats. So she's got a lot on her plate. And when she wasn't dealing with that, she was part of a charitable organization that benefited the community. And that's how she came into contact with Candace originally. Candace was posing as some kind of like professional something that could be of service to the charity. And in that process, she became friendly with Darlene. Since they were so friendly, Darlene shared with her current housing situation. Candace told her, "Oh, that's actually my other business. I find people homes. I'm also in real estate." And since she presented herself as such a fine citizen with all these connections, Darlene just welcomed the help. Darlene didn't have stellar credit, so she could use all the help she could get at the time. So in the process of looking for homes, she gave Candace a total of $65,000. Actually, a little more than that, but yeah.
That's a lot of money. Like a lot of money.
Which it's like, oh my gosh, I want to just like...
Oh.
Girl.
Yes.
Yeah. For things like, she said, deposits, inspections, repairs, furnitures, a new furnace. I mean,
you
don't be doing any of that until you have the title of the home in your hot little hand. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Back taxes, storage fees, all these things Candace kept telling her she needed to hand over the money for. Candace was able to continually get Darlene to give her money for property renovations and such. And how she was coming, Darlene was coming up with all this money was she was draining her 401k.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, how do you just have like $65,000 sitting in the bank?
That's like your last resort, right? Okay. But
well, yeah,
you know, she wants to make this move, you know, to for
better her life.
Better things, yeah. Better her life. Okay. So she was on the hook with Candace for 2 years. Candace strung this out. And then Darlene finally woke up to being fraudulated when it came to she was planning her daughter's wedding. And of course, Candace volunteered to help with that because she had connections with the venue that her daughter had in mind. So Darlene let Candace take care of all the details down to, you know, the chocolate fountain because Candace was going to get her hooked up. But of course, in reality, she was just taking Darlene's cash. And when the venue reached out because they never received a deposit to hold it, Darlene realized she had been fraudulated by Candace. And if that's not bad enough, she had to cancel her daughter's wedding.
Oh.
Like invitations had gone out and everything.
That is so sad.
Yeah.
Speaking of chocolate fountains.
Mm-hmm.
In my move, I found this old chocolate fountain.
We went through a big chocolate fountain phase. I don't think it's so, and this was right at that timing when we were, I mean, I feel like chocolate fountains have been on the way out for the last like 5 years. Maybe we all realized they're not that great.
Okay. So I contemplated if I give it away or I keep it because I'm like, am I going to have a chocolate fountain in my hat? Like, am I going to have a party with a chocolate fountain?
I don't think so. I mean, you know what I love is I have this like thing that you put alcohol in it and it makes a little fire and we have like indoor s'mores. So I put out all different kinds of cookies and stuff like that. I just did that for the kids this weekend when we had people over and it's like, it's such a hit and it's so much easier than a chocolate fountain.
Oh, the chocolate fountain is so messy. It splatters everywhere. Okay. So that's interesting. Spotify sent us one of those for Christmas. What you're saying, the little s'more thing.
Thank you, Spotify. Maybe you need my address.
Well, you already have one, so it's perfect. We both have one now. And if you don't listen on Spotify, maybe you want to switch.
Yes, Spotify is my favorite.
And if you listen on Apple, you can
go on. That's my favorite too.
You could join our Patreon right from Apple on the Clink Clink Club. And if you don't have Apple, you can go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime and you get us on Thursdays. And we are sending out special gifts to our VIP listeners right now. We're giving away some 5 Crimes, which is our beauty line. And it is amazing stuff, like the best. It's made with the best ingredients. It's super all natural. And so there's my little plug for the day. Sorry to interrupt your story.
My story? Yeah. Because I don't.
And you know, it's not a fraud. Our beauty stuff is
legit.
It's legit.
Yeah, too legit to quit. And girl, you can interrupt me anytime you like.
Okay.
It's kind of our thing. Okay. So anyways, back on course.
Right.
Poor Darlene. Cancel the wedding.
Do you know, look up Darlene?
Like, I did look up Darlene and there was a wedding. It just, it took him a while to, you know, regroup, figure it all out. But, you know, in that moment, it's like you have this. Listen, I can sympathize with that. I had a wedding in my head that did not happen, had to regroup, reorganize, pull off something else, right? It's just, it's stressful. It's a lot to wrap your head around, right? And for Darlene, it's almost like worse than for her daughter because she wanted to be able to do this for her. And then she has to disappoint her daughter, mm-hmm. you know? Right. Okay. So she describes it as like being stabbed in the heart. And she knew Candace had to be stopped. And of course, at this point, what do you think Candace is doing? Of course, she's ghosting Darlene, right?
Yeah.
So Darlene went to the police to file charges against her. But the police, there was not much they could do because they could not find her. Because Candace Clark has a very unique living situation. It involves a little bit of a bouncing around. And spoiler, it also involves fraudulation. So they could not pin her down. So remember, I told you Darlene was all about sharing her story with, you know, pretty much anyone that would listen.
Yeah.
So one day she's in a cab and she told the cab driver her story about Candace Clark. And the cab driver told her he had just had someone from CBS News in his cab and she had given him her card. Well, that woman was Lady Boss Dorothy Tucker, a local investigative journalist.
My gosh, serendipitous, man.
Very. Yeah. So Darlene dialed her up and Dorothy took a big interest in her story. She began her investigation into Candace and found that there were a whole lot of landlords who had been screwed by Candace. She got into all kinds of homes using a fake credit report, fake pay stubs, and she manufactured a fake check too. And so she would, you know, give them all this information and the fake check. And by the time they cashed it and realized that it was a ruse, she was already in. And, you know, the squatting laws are like people can squat on your property for a long time. So she would run that out as long as she could and then disappear. But not before she trashed the house as if it's bad enough. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you're staying there for free and then you're being a total asshole.
Yeah, I know. And I know like people always think of landlords as being like, oh, they're so wealthy. They own a second place. It's not like that big of a deal. But let me tell you, that's not every landlord. In the case of a woman named Stephanie Bennett, who had worked hard to be able to buy, you know, a humble home at the age of 27, she decided to rent it out when she moved to Texas for work. And having Candace as a tenant for her meant foreclosure because she couldn't keep up on the payments without collecting any rent. And then Candace trashed the place and caused another $16,000 worth of damage.
$16,000?
Yeah. So all that, it wrecks Stephanie's, you know, financial life for a really long time.
Dude.
Yeah.
She's a bad lady.
Yeah, she's a bad lady. Okay. So Dorothy aired the story on the local CBS News and continued to air updates. I mean, it was really interesting. She would go from living in a condo or a place like Stephanie's to like a mansion, just wherever she could get in. So Dorothy airs the story, and over 80 people came forward as being victims of Candace's, you know, cons.
Oh. My gosh.
Candace is guilty of many forms of fraudulation. You know, she bounced a lot of checks. So that, I mean, that's pretty basic. But she also did stuff like pose as a police officer that was selling seized items. So she would get the money and people think, oh, the police are not fraudulating me. Sure, I'll give you $5,000 or $6,000 for something that's worth, you know, double that.
Yeah.
Nope, 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 nope. Candace is 54 years old at the moment. Her history of conning people goes back to at least when she was in high school. This blew my mind because this is really just shows the mentality of these kind of people. Starts young. Teach your children. Watch out for liars. Okay.
And don't be one.
And definitely don't be one. Yeah. She told everyone in her high school that she was Miss Teen USA. and even had a picture of herself with the crown and the sash put in the yearbook.
Oh, and she wasn't.
No, and she wasn't.
So she how did she get the picture?
Okay. So it's one of those pictures, like what we used, you know, how we used to do, like you go to like JCPenney or like Sears or whatever. And it's like, you know, it looks like a yearbook
background.
Picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not her like receiving the crown, but she's wearing the crown and the sash.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And there's no like Amazon at the time. So where the heck did she get the sash?
So when she was graduating high school, it would have been like, I'm thinking like 1986 or something. Like there was no like internet to like check this.
Oh yeah. So everybody didn't know that she didn't win. Right. And
right.
So they're like, yeah, okay. You won Miss Teen USA, but like, where'd she get the sash?
Yeah.
Maybe it was like at
girlfriend took herself to like Joanne Fabrics
Party
or something
City.
And got out the glitter. Yeah.
And the crown. Did it look legit?
Yeah. But I mean, you can get one of those crowns at any costume store.
Costume. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's something. That is something. I would be so embarrassed. Like, what if somebody found, I would be like thinking, what if somebody in my high school found out that this is not, I didn't actually win.
Doesn't seem to bother her.
It doesn't seem to bother her at all that like at any moment, anybody could be like, you are not who you say you are. Like your name might be Candace Clark, but you're not Candace Clark, the, you know, big city official.
Right.
How many wrongfully convicted guys did she overturn? How many convictions did she get? Overturned convictions?
Well, obviously none, Tab, because it wasn't a real job.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I'm just giving you a little like how long this girlfriend has been pulling off these cons.
Yes.
So right after high school with the Miss Teen USA thing, she conned her best friend who was pregnant. Candace told her friend that she could hook her up with affordable housing because she was affiliated with this organization and she could get her on a list and she just needed a deposit. So, and one of the other parts of this whole con was that she could continue to pay into it over time until her housing came up and all of that money would go towards future rent payments. This woman's name is Stanita. So Stanita not only paid away, she got two other young mama friends to do the same. While all of this was happening, you know, Stanita's like still living at home with her mother, right? And Stanita's mother is a total badass, was like, yeah, you need to be getting receipts. Okay. I don't trust that girl. But you know how it is. I mean, of course, when you're young, you're like, come on, mom. She's my friend.
Right.
Right. And when Stanita would just be like, hey, you know, my mom kind of wants me to get a receipt, Candace would be like, you know, it's government. It's really hard for me to do that. And like, what are you even saying? That's so insulting. You would even ask.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's like, she's really good at lying.
And I would love to know, like, what's going on with her parents? Like, how did she learn how to be this person?
I don't know. Okay, well, it got really bad. Candace had her, Darlene had her moment with the wedding. Candace's moment was when she went to the bank and found she was over $900 overdrawn.
Because poor girl.
In addition to this whole housing scam, Candace had gone into her purse and stolen a check from her checkbook and written it to herself, overdrawn her best friend's account.
Wow. Not best friends.
No, they are not best friends anymore. So this had happened, you know, like decades before all this. Dorothy Tucker is doing the story on the news, right? About her and all this landlord fraudulation, et cetera. And so Stanita's mama watched the news and saw the story and was like, let me tell you, it goes way back and called up Dorothy Tucker.
No way.
She could not believe decades later, she's still out there fraud-fucking people. So
fraud-fucking.
I know.
You love the fraud cases. So I'm surprised it's taking you this long.
It really is. Yeah. And I do want to, yeah. Should clarify. Yes, that is a Gretchen term, not a Stanita's mom term. She seems like not the kind of person who says the word fuck a lot.
Okay. Or ever.
So I should clarify.
She didn't call up the paper and say, I just got fraud fucked.
No. She definitely did not. She is like, she strikes me as the kind of person that you want on your team if you're like on Big Brother or Survivor or something. Like, she can really sniff them out. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
And she's going to give you an intimidating, like, I'm on to you, girl.
Yeah.
Watching you. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She does not put up with shit. She said in an interview that she saw Candace as a rodent just trying to get some cheese. You know, she's like that. Okay.
Okay.
So now, with all the fraudification, you are thinking, okay, let's get to the sweet justice part where Candace is charged, found guilty, and now paying her debt to society.
For in prison. Like a long time. Right.
Because she's been doing people wrong for so long, right? Well, no can do, barbecue, because Candace is a free woman. Free woman. Chicago police arrested Candace Clark at a Starbucks for theft by deception and impersonation of a public official in January 2020. That impersonation of a public official really is what got her. You know, she videotaped
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she was locked up for 30 days in jail before she was released on a $1,500 bond. Her sister posted the bond for her. Then she rejected a plea offer to serve 4.5 years and opted for a jury trial. And then she put that off a bunch because she pulled as much crap as she could. She said she had heart problems, wah, 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 all the things that they do. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there was COVID. And this whole time she's out on bond, right? Awaiting trial. And guess what she did? I shit you not. She fraudulated another landlord.
Of course. Hello. Like, she can't.
It's like the only way she knows how to like live. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she doesn't, she can't not do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Dorothy Tucker. Oh, by the way, that whole her doing this to a landlord in this time is like crazy because she got in there and the neighbors are like, oh my gosh, that is the lady that we're watching on the news. And so they go and tell the landlord it was too late.
Oh no.
Yeah. So Dorothy Tucker reported on all her court dates. And there's a news clip on YouTube of you hear her outside of the courthouse. And Candace is like, Dorothy, leave me alone. I don't feel well. And I'm going to throw up. And Dorothy says, is it because your attorney talked to you about the plea and that makes you want to throw up? And she says, no, Dorothy, you make me want to throw up. I just love that she acknowledges Dorothy like by name.
Oh my gosh.
You know, right? Okay. Well, before Candace's jury trial was set to take place in June 2022, she did take a plea deal and was sentenced to 5 years in the state penitentiary. And she was in the pen about 6 whole months before she was released to home confinement. And then she was released from home confinement to parole the following year, which I'm not sure how long she's on parole. But I mean, not long enough, I'm sure, because I feel like this is a case where you cannot teach an old dog. Like I told you, she's 54.
Yeah.
Okay. You cannot teach an old dog new tricks like going to work and making an honest living.
Right.
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 I think that the irony to me is that, you know, all these frauds take so much balls and hustle, which I think is like half the battle in life. Okay. You know, and Candace was also, in addition to having the cojones and the hustle, she's poised enough to convince people that she is like a pillar of society. And if she would have just channeled that into real estate or even an MLM.
Dude, an MLM would have been perfect.
I think she would have killed it. She is clearly not lacking intelligence.
Perfect for her.
Just, you know, a moral compass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
So that's crazy. And that's she's free.
Wow. She's free. She's out there.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. And if you need somewhere to go at the very start of the summer, come to Nashville and see us. We're going to be at CrimeCon, which is still actually considered spring, but you know, your kids are probably off school except for yours because you're in California.
Summer starts always last day of school for me.
I know. So you're still in school, but it's the last weekend in May into June. And we're going to be in Nashville. Come and see us. Use the code Housewives to buy your CrimeCon tickets. And then seriously, if you want to listen to us even more, we are here on Thursdays and it's a fun show. It's kind of, we get deeper in ourselves and we talk shop basically. And then Gretchy does a case. And on Thursday, she will be doing the case of P. Diddy, which you should not miss because this shit is bananas.
It really is.
And then also, I'm going to see Gretchy tomorrow. She's coming to the Texas.
Yeah, getting up.
So I can't wait to see you in live flesh and blood.
In live person.
Yes. Yeah. Instead of on this lovely camera that we get to do. So anyways, hopefully you all have a great week and we will catch you on Thursday. And if not, next Monday.
Okay. Clink, clink, clink. Clink.